You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
Welcome to tonight's special edition of my podcast. It's the post-cosmic code edition. Maybe you're listening for the first time. You got no clue what I'm talking about. We broke the world record of the biggest lineup for our first edition of an online convention. I've been putting together conventions since 2013. It's been 13 years. I had it backwards. My apologies. Since 2007, sometimes up to four per year, different cities, different states. And this time, due to the recent pandemic, we wanted to be resourceful, and we made it happen regardless, online. It was more diverse than ever before, so some of the callers that are on with me tonight were at the convention. I will answer their questions, and even if you're a first-time listener, you'll find tremendous inspiration. So, post-convention, first and foremost, anybody that was there, we all have experienced a heightening, a clearing, and we feel way more optimal. So in case you weren't there, be certain that no matter where you're positioned in life currently, it's a fluctuation. We all have moments where it would be easy to cave in because what we're dealing with at the time, or at least how we're dealing with it, is not easy, not to say really difficult or even completely fucked up. We have moments when it's in between, and we have peaks. Of course, we act differently, we think differently, we respond differently, we perceive things differently when we first remember that, you know, you don't get on the freeway without fuel, without checking the levels, without your tires being properly inflated, and without a sense of where you're going. And the more those things are in place, the further you go. So for many, the challenge is that you're well-intended, or you're dealing with something that is genuinely difficult to deal with, yet you enter that underestimating the power that is within you. So if you were there, let's maximize, capitalize on that total reboot we've all experienced this weekend, and let's further that and know that it's available at any given time. We just need reminders and the impact of 4 days, which, by the way, you can also rewatch those who were there, get all the recordings, or you can get your own copies of the recordings. So let's make sure that we further propel ourselves, and that was good vocalized right there, and that we also answer any questions you may have, live listeners, members of our groups. We have our first question of the evening from Akash. By the way, I want to thank you because you were there for the entire event. You stepped up. You even helped with the technical aspects. So Akash is asking a very, very helpful question. After an event with massive intake, such as Cosmic Code, what are greater ways to apply ourselves in our lives even better than before the event? Simple. Three priceless recommendations. In life, it's easy to get caught up dealing with things that matter, but they are not what matters the most. You know what I'm talking about. It's easy to kind of get caught up, you know, you're following a certain schedule, even if it's good, but the bigger payoff, we often omit them. So after an event like that, it's essential to evaluate what are some more major things that I've been putting off, or that I know I should do, but I don't seem to make the time, or I'm inspired right now. So seize that surge of inspiration and power that, as I said before, it's already within us, but it's dependent on what we focus on and how we treat the moment. So seize that, to remind yourself to right away start to tackle things that are a little more major. That's an opening. And the longer you wait, the more that opening will close. The sooner you start, the more that opening will open itself even more. So even if you're watching afterwards, I like to make it count. I treat everything that I do as if you had just paid $10,000 for it. And you should do the same, even though this is a free podcast. So pause for a second and jot down a couple majors. Not too many. Couple majors, things that will pay off. Example, for me, I have a beautiful gym in my building, but they're postponing reopening it. And even when they reopen it, they wanted more space. There's a seated bike that I love to use. And right now, I'm not using that bike, and they removed it. So my health is everything to me. It's imperative for me that I act on, it's my decision. This is only an example, okay? Yet my decision is I want one of those bikes. Now, I could easily get busy today, get busy tomorrow, another week goes by, I don't have my bike. That's my own example. There are two categories. One of them would be, what is it that if you neglect it, eventually you would regret it? What is it that if you neglect it, eventually you would regret it? And probably before the event, you were maybe not even thinking about those things, or you knew, but you were busy doing other things. Now it's the time to dive in. And what is it that you've been promising to yourself for quite some time that would pay off? And it may take a little time, but if you begin today, you'll make some amazing headway. And begin with that. That's number one. Number two, whether you were at the event or not, refuse to go dormant even in your best routines. Now, so it's doable, bring little distinctions every day, little differences. Make sure you stay in motion. Start small, start simple, fix a few things. I have three huge Bluetooth speakers at my place. And it doesn't take much for me to fix one, move it to a different room, so now no matter what room I'm in, I can listen to something that I want to listen to. Shift to that speaker. It's not that big. That's why for 2-3 weeks, I didn't do it. So you got to keep yourself alive by each day, even if it seems that you don't have that much time, to bring in a little distinction, to do something slightly differently, even if it's a couple minutes. And demand that from yourself, because the next thing that will happen, if we don't do that, we go dormant, day in, day out. And if we don't have much to look forward to, if it's just, it would be easy to treat a Monday or a Thursday just like another Monday or a Thursday. But no, today is everything that we have. Now is always now, okay? And number three, condense the protocol that we followed during the weekend, which was we stretched, meaning the hours were longer, the information was greater, everybody went beyond what they normally do. So continue to do that, but you may have to condense it because you have other responsibilities around. Although live by it. If you're working, work with more passion, with more intensity than ever so far. And you be certain that you also continuously infuse information. We went for quantity, okay? The longest we went was 12 hours one day. Each day we did at least 8 to 10 hours times 4. That means in 4 days, we did more than people who work 40 hours a week. Now, you can't work 40 hours a week and on top of that do 40 hours. It would become a little challenging. So if you can do the quantity, do the quality. Now, side note, I'm done answering that question. I'm going to take a live question. Be prepared in just a moment. welcome if you just joined. I heard somebody joined. Yet here's a priceless distinction. One of the reasons why we easily, little by little, erode a little bit, you know, we're all the same. We're all tempted to just like, watch one more episode of something on Netflix, eat a little off, sleep in just a touch. It's because we tend to falsely, when we get more motivated, bring too much tension. So as you feel propelled, as you feel excited, be certain that you also exercise the counterbalance. That's why during the Cosmic Code, 1 hour we were listening to some of the most motivating speakers on the planet, and the following hour we were practicing some Zen Buddhism technique to feel completely free here now. We need both, like breath in, breath out. It's a core challenge that's very subconsciously rooted for all of us. It is a personal responsibility to change it, but it's not your fault, per se. Although you got to take charge once you understand it. It's something that affects every one of us, but we don't know it till we know it. Think about it. And even if you heard me mention that before, that's huge right there. That is the true core solution for any matters of procrastination, of hesitation, of anger, of getting frustrated, of getting impatient, of being worried, of having quarrels with other people, of feeling discouraged, and so on. All matters of life, they're fairly simple. And sometimes we do things that are even more difficult than the most difficult things we do. But we do them in a context, for example, I'm thinking, I haven't traveled in a while because of the pandemic, but sometimes I'm thinking about traveling, but traveling is fucking intense if you think about it. It's beautiful, but it's fucking intense. Right? Suddenly there you are in a little shell up in the air. The atmosphere within it is kind of synthetic. You know, you're not breathing air like if you're in nature. You're restrained in a chair. You got to wait in line. You got to wait for your luggage. Then you take another fucking bus or Uber. And then you're a different time zone. But when we go through that because we're going on a vacation, then it's a completely different deal. So sometimes it feels like, oh my God, it's so big. But the truth is that we go through a lot more when we have passion. Each one of us, we do certain things with passion that somebody else that's not used to do that, and they don't find the passion because they don't have the same purpose than you in it, would say, oh my God, how the fuck did you do that? But for the person, you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean? And you're welcome to unmute and say yes or no. So here's the core source. Most of what we were told or even invited to do growing up was not exactly what we wanted to do. Whether it was a teacher, a parent, first few employers, they would all tend to wrap a little unease because they were not master communicator. And it was repeated through time. Oftentimes, think about how often were you told, hey, you're so awesome. You know what would be even more wonderful, and you are capable, and then we'll do it in a fun way, and after that, we'll do something super fun. Why don't we wrap up the assignment that you have for school tomorrow? No, oftentimes it was like accusation, blame, shaming, guilt, even if mild, you didn't, you know, there was that and repeated through time, okay? Even for those who look back at it, their upbringing, their education, they were like, hey, it was fucking awesome. There was still that sense of you didn't, you need to. Oftentimes we also were exposed to people, my loving parents, I recall sometimes them being a little panicky because we were going somewhere. So subconsciously we are being trained without even knowing it's happening, that when we want to do more, when we want to do better, there's got to be that layer of seriousness, of tension, of agitation. And of course, after a while, we become fed up of that, and we want the relief. So what's the remedy? Do more. Get excited. Plan better. Tackle bigger things. But do it all with a smile. Do it all with a sense of freedom. Have reminders. Write down little notes. Breathe. Chill. It's easy. Okay? As at the same time, eventually you train yourself to be a very potent human that has an edge over everybody else, not because you're so fucking special, but because you approach it in a unique way, where you become much more efficient because you're efficient with ease, and you combine that. So even the biggest tasks are no longer, first, it's false to call them, oh, it's big, my big project, this. You do them as if it's a game, as if it's play. And then, well, the next trap when you begin to play with that is that we're also confused because we often equal ease to laziness. No, you can be totally present, passionate. And then it's important also to infuse little chunks, to time them, of little rewards, of a little free time. But make sure that you bring quality in it. Quality. Because if it's all structured and going somewhere and so on, after a while, even the strongest amongst us, unless you forced. But that's the challenge. See, if we force, in times of war, people will go through so much more. Here, we had the National Guard in Hollywood because of the protests. And I observed them from my balcony. And those guys were standing, full gear, rifle, helmets. For like the whole day, bright sun, I was thinking they must be so sweaty, so stinky. What if they have to pee? What if they have to take a crap? How about the sleep they had last night and so on? But in a crisis mode, we go through it. We're okay. But if you're at home and you're trying to get yourself to take a few steps, it's easy to not do them. So infuse a touch of randomness. But watch, because it can easily backfire. We're all the same. We're creatures of habit. So you get a little random, you want a little bit more, and before you know it, now it's too random. And then get juiced by it all. Get juiced by the process. Let go of the rigidity of trying to do it so perfectly. No, it's a fucking process. And most likely, I can tell you already what's going to happen. The fantasy that you come to an event or you learn something and you start something and you got it and you're set for life is absolutely false, ridiculous, and absurd. The true dynamic of life is even at your best, even the best among us, even the most dedicated, it's cycles, it's rhythm. At first we fear it. The problem is if you start to fear, if you so want to stay on top right now, then you're no longer controlling it, and you're bringing again some friction, pushing. So it's important to also not fear the fact that you may very well suddenly it fades a little bit. And what's the fucking remedy? Why do you think I create all those events? To contribute, and to also contribute to myself. I'm forced. I got my next event set. I'm forced. That event may find me at one of three places, three layers. Place number one, something happened within me, around me, or in the world that created an unease. Now, thank God I had planned that event, because without it, I probably could easily plunge further. Second option, with three options within it, I did okay, but okay is not going to cut it, and it's too close to the prior layer. You don't get too close to the cliff. You could be, oh, I'm on safe ground. I'm like, dude, you're like 1 meter from the cliff. Strong wind, you don't pay attention, you're falling. Get further up safe ground. So there it's going to give me the boost that I needed. Or maybe I'm on fire, I'm fucking thriving. But there, you know, why create a plateau? Most people, they create their own plateau. They think that they reach a plateau, but it was created because they buy into the mindset that tells them, oh, I'm successful already. No, you're not going to stay that way. after a while, it's going to be a plateau. It's not going to juice you anymore. You know, it was so refreshing. We had the new blood to witness the excitement, to witness, like, wow, I'm speaking. I love to bring in the new blood because there's a freshness that is inspiring. And then it's such a beautiful dynamic. You look at the new blood and you go, yeah, man, get excited. Because after a while, you spoke 100 times, then it's easy, you know, it's not the same satisfaction. So what do? You challenge yourself. So the true remedy is to know, don't be too attached ever that it's going to be a certain way. Attachment is fascinating, attachment, okay? Because it sways the pendulum. Okay? Suddenly we're all at home, and suddenly we'll all be out again. And who knows, maybe we'll be back at home again. All right? It gets all crazy. It gets all peaceful. So pre-plan landmarks that you have in front of you and demand that from you. Demand that. You know, any serious profession, organization, and so on, they spend a big box to gather on a yearly basis and so on. They have budgets that are crazy. And then you wonder, you know, I had a corporate gig with the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. They're doing fine, you know. Why would they hire coaches and trainers? And they didn't seem too much like the self-help gear type or spiritual or on a quest or a mission. They know it's a necessity to optimize. They have entire departments that are geared towards optimization, and they're not the type that would do it because they find it fun or because they do it because it's a necessity. What questions would you have live for me tonight? Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, Vince, I've got a question.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay, Akash, you fucking rock it always.
What does it take for us to inspire ourselves to act in greater ways?
A reason. And a reason, you don't have to create it. See, you could start to attempt to generate a reason why you must do something, as if it's not there and you gotta add it. The mission for inspiration is to begin to acknowledge reasons that are in effect right here and right now that were not acknowledged before. It's a process, it's a habit. So you dig deeper, you uncover more reasons. Because think about it, we're all the same. In my 30 years of coaching, if you know how many people would tell me, yeah, I procrastinate, I do this, I do that. But that's never fully true. Because you see the same person suddenly take massive action. All of us are very, very capable, and give it the right setting, the right fucking reason. Okay? Crisis, emergency, big payoff, true passion. You love it. It's dear to you. Okay? You have no more choice, or you want it so bad. Then, automatically, we don't need to be worried about inspiration. And study it also. Observe it in you and in others, in a direction that's not helpful. Watch anyone, I'll give you a dramatic example, okay? Anyone who would be, I've been trying to quit like my addiction, whatever it is, food, alcohol, drugs, masturbation, and so on. But I don't know, I don't do it, I keep on putting it off and so on. Within the addiction, the drive, what they would do to get it. So observe also to recognize that the presence of reasons, the presence of I'm inspired and I act is inevitable. It's already there. So then start right now as you're hearing me. I'll give you a few examples. Right now, my parents are in Europe, and I'm here in America. There was a point, maybe I could have, just find some gimmick around it, blow a lot of fucking money to get somebody to illegally bring me there. It would have been tough, but everything is possible. You know, I have friends that are just like they were currently there on a private island. They manifested that just to be away from everything. They had a pre-planned package. Okay, you're all good. It's time to go. But without deviating, which I was, in normal times, sometimes I say, yeah, yeah, I should go see them. But I was not able now for a period that is nearing 3 months. Right now, it's about to reopen. Could I go? I'm not sure. Would I be quarantined if I get there? And so on. What if, for whatever reason, we can travel for a little bit and then we can't travel anymore? Oh, Vince, you're being pessimistic. Well, you know what? We never know. If it can happen once, it can happen twice. And even if it doesn't happen, now I got my drive. So then I forward it to, what if it's my only and last chance to go fucking see them? Now I'm manifesting. Now I don't care that I got to go get my passport all the way in San Francisco because there's no consulate here for the passport that I need to travel there in Los Angeles. Prior to that, for years, I've been like, oh yeah, I should go get my other passport. I have dual citizenship. And if I enter as a U.S. citizen right now, it would be different than if I enter as a citizen of my home country. My U.S. passport is up to date, but the other one is not. Okay? So I'm giving you my own example. When you hear other people's example, any example, any, you know, if you're learning social art, pickup and so on, and you got a guy that's teaching you how to pick up strippers, and you go, wow, that's stupid, I would never pick up a stripper, or you hear a guy about how he manifested, he wanted to have children, he wanted to still do pickup, he wanted to have multiple women, and he made that happen, or you hear a guy, he didn't want any of this, and he just wanted to be able to work with his family, with his kids. He didn't want to have to be away from them or them away from him. And he fucking manifested. And he goes viral on YouTube, and he gets an award. And the uniqueness of the movie is that his children and his wife are in it. My buddy Daryl C. Silva. Now, you know, the guy that's in it for like, oh, well, I want pickup, I want a harem. He could easily be fooled. I've been there. I totally would get it. Like, whoa, wait a minute, what about this guy? I don't really want to work with my kids. I don't want any kids. But you got to hear the message in it and automatically transfer it to what's dear to you. Don't be fooled. The story was not about traveling. The story was parents, they're important, you know. Their family can be a wonderful motivation. The people that are the closest to you, the impact that you can have, put it in the bigger picture, the context of your life. In the context of today, if you don't do something that could really pay off, it's not such a big deal. In the context of the ramification that it could have through time, you got to be a master at observing. What if I don't do it? Like, for example, what if I don't act, I don't get that seated bike that I've been talking about? And suddenly we're confined at home again, a couple of months from now. Or they never bring that bike back up there. I wait, I ask them, and that's the one that supports my body alignment. So now, suddenly 3 months go by, I go, oh, fuck. Now, it may never happen, okay? But you got to be able to trace it forward. What's the best that could happen? And from that perspective, trust me, you will be inspired in a way where if somebody would ask you, hey, where do you find your inspiration? With much love in your heart and the desire to still help them, you probably would have that look on your face like, what are they talking about? How could one not be inspired? Maybe start with that, guys. How could one not be inspired? Start to dismiss all of the false conceptions and reasons why you would not be inspired. And even at first, I go, I don't know. Love, I don't know. Don't stay with it. Break it down. And motivation is an inside job. Motivation is a motive to act. So begin to become a master through time. Start where you're at collecting reasons why you got to do it. And then here are three dynamics of inspiration. One, play with the time frame. Sometimes it's in shrinking the time frame that you find more inspiration, meaning you were thinking you had the time because you were looking far in the future, but then maybe if you bring it closer home, you go, oh yeah, but I don't want to go another day. We're still carrying in my head, I know I should do it, but I have the time. Okay? So the first one, or vice versa. So imagine you have like a cursor in front of you, and you can go in the future far, you can come back closer, you can be in the now, or you can even go back. Maybe suddenly you go, oh, no, it's okay, and suddenly you go back to a time when you paid a major price because you were not proactive. Any guy that's like, oh, I'm okay, you know, I got a couple girlfriends, yeah, I don't have a problem opening, I do okay online and so on. From that perspective of the present, there's no like urgency today, I must master this art, help me now. Okay? But if you regress to a time in the past when you felt so fucking lonely, you hated yourself, when you played with your dick so much and you watched porn that was worse and worse and worse, that you didn't feel very good about yourself the next day. And even though nobody knew it, you were not carrying that zest in your walk. You were impaired by it. Okay, so play with time, forward, back. Second is the point of focus. There the basic would be task or payoff. Imagine another cursor. Oftentimes the task is like, oh man, I got to do all those emails. There's nothing juicy in it. But if suddenly you go, why am I doing all those emails? And sometimes even if you see, there's those tasks where the payoff is not going to be that significant. Okay, it's going to be, well, you know, I will have sent that person what they wanted, but I mean, I'm not going to have an orgasm because of it, or I'm not going to suddenly get like $10,000. Or so then make the point of focus be, but you will be liberated from that almost like a bee somewhere. You ever been somewhere it's pleasant, but there's a fucking bug or a bee, and it robs you of the experience. There's certain places in nature where flies, it's beautiful everywhere, but the bees are just like, ah, okay? Or you want to take a nap, and there's like a buzz of traffic in the background, and it's not significant. So there, the point of focus will be, the payoff will be, I will not have that mild or even really minimal distortion. Oh yeah, for that I will do it. Fuck the fact that it's strenuous and it's going to take me half an hour to go through all of my texts or to do this. Okay? The third point of motivation that's essential is the art of breaking it down. When we get in motion, like attracts like. Just like an object in motion will tend to get momentum, you will gain your own momentum. So if you ever find yourself like, I'm not inspired to do this, well, what is immediately in front of you? Oh, yeah, but it doesn't fucking matter. Me, my technique is this. For example, at the end of this call, okay, I have here my headphone, I have a lighter, and I have a pack of ice behind my back, and I have a bottle of water. It'll be easy to just get up, and the water stays behind me, and I forget about it. It's not such a big deal. But I promise you, if I look at those three, four objects that I mentioned, and I grab them, not because I have to, and if I'm in a rush, then it changes. Don't delay yourself. Those things can wait. But if I just grab them, my experience has been, in the midst of grabbing them, if I'm not bitching in my own head or preoccupied or so on, what I can do next that's slightly more significant will naturally come to mind. And if I loop this, sometimes I don't even need to loop it. I do it once. Or if I loop it two, three times, then my internal planner reminds me of something essential that I was omitting. I right away find a little more ease, and now I'm getting the ball rolling. And this is gold right there. All that preparation could accelerate, if you're really here with us right now, to thrive with your pickup. because one thing that I did right away that helped me, times when I felt like helpless, powerless at a social standpoint, I've had those moments too, was what can I do right in front of me? Well, it's not a girl, they're not friendly, I can walk a little more vigorously, I can pay attention to a little detail. But no, you don't understand what I want to do. I want to learn how to talk to tens. Ah, trust that little gold nugget I'm giving you right now. Because my experience is, I get the ball rolling with that, then suddenly I have a sense of where to go next. Then I'm a little more talkative. Then another better candidate appears and magic starts to happen. Okay, I'm looking at the time. It's about wrap-up time. So thank you, thank you, thank you again to all of those who made it live to the Cosmic Code. Okay? Many of you, you're part of my other programs and so on. The website is always, we have three. VinceKelvin.com, TheRealKingsOfPickup.com, as well as CosmicCodeConvention.com. If you were with us this weekend, I give a little incentive to further your progress, the most generous offer I have ever made. If you're listening live, don't worry about that. I mean, after the recording, but those who were there, just grab that. Grab it so you have it in front of you. And then for everybody else, the recordings are available of the Cosmic Code. You get 4 entire days of the recording, of the streaming, the diversity. At least click on the site, CosmicCodeConvention.com, and there you will see the diversity of the line of the richness. And then you will also get as a bonus the recording of the prior 2 convention we had in HD. So it's absolutely surreal, and also access to other things and so on. So go there. Everybody, I thank you so very much, and the best is yet to come. Thank you. That's all.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.